the things and bring it back and I'll cast it. Or somebody will cast it here.
The Brothers Guild will cast it. So, you guys up for another adventure?
We get to kill stuff, sure.
Well, we always get to kill stuff. Because everything's trying to kill us.
Hey, it's like, what was it, the shell of an eagle? That it sounds like we get to go kill a big eagle, but take its egg.
It's the egg of an eagle.
Whole egg, not the shell.
It is.
Or maybe the giant eagle.
It is the telepathic bond. That's a spell.
Yeah,
it's the egg of an eagle.
Yeah.
And an egg of a giant owl.
Oh, so two eggs.
Use chalk and to inscribe blah 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 blah, warning dispel, charm person, remove curse.
What dispel?
Yeah, telepathic bond,
yeah.
Modify memory and dispel magic.
Okay, you didn't make,
make sure I take all my magic items off, which I don't have any magic. Where do you find
it? Have you looked up those spells to see which one's the highest level?
No, I have not. Probably should do that.
It's just, I wonder what level somebody has to be to, you know, do this on you. Because you obviously need somebody that can cast the highest level spell.
Well, your grandmother.
Well, is she a fifth or sixth level caster? She's tenth level? Or, you know.
Apparently the brothers are the
deal. One of these is a fifth or sixth level spell. We're in trouble.
Charm person.
That's all I'm saying.
Charm person is first level.
Yeah, that's a couple of them sound like first and second.
Remove curse is third level.
Third, yeah.
Yeah, I got that.
Telepathic?
Well, I guess there's a couple there I haven't heard of yet.
Okay, she says, I will have word sent to one of our people in the guild, a very nice gentleman by the name of Gumina, and I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. Excuse me. That's the wrong person.
He's one of the rival people.
Yeah, really. Oops. Wrong family. Yeah, they just love to get in on this ceremony.
Well, yeah, well, she actually slips and says that she's from
the end. Oh! Yeah. Slips
I don't see telepathic bond anywhere.
Yes, yeah, I don't recognize that spell.
Sounds like a 5th or 6th level, but I mean it's...
Oh, but if that might be...
Well, if that's the name of the spell you're casting, then...
Oh, to do this, yeah, to do telepathic bond, you have to add this
right.
Stuff. Yeah, so that could be the name of the spell they're casting. So.
Exactly.
And it's a bunch of spells in some ingredients.
Yeah.
Well, then right below that is modify memory.
Yeah.
Modify memory and dispel magic.
Yeah.
So she says, I will work with the Helia branch of the Mages Guild to send message to our most powerful mage, Junku, and ask him to attend us. And
I just sent a message to him.
Not Junku. Was it?
That was John.
Yeah, that was who. That's
oh,
what
okay.
That's who I sent the message to. He said, talk to you.
Yeah. He said, talk
yes.
to Gary.
And she says, yes, of course. He wanted you to meet me before he took any action.
Right, because yeah, Rossick was supposed to take care of that. So now that we've done.
So we're going to send word to Junku to say that, you know, we are, that you're the real deal as far as we can tell, and we need help.
That's
something we need to do.
Either
of
you.
That
telepath
ball.
Is 8th level.
Flashing balls? Wow, Bella. What do you have there?
You don't got to throw it for me.
How?
So what did you say? Telepathic.
Telepathic.
Is 8th level.
Telepathic bond.
Is an 8th level spell?
No. Telepath is an 8th level spell.
Telepathy. Yeah.
Telepathy.
Yeah. I have a funny
thing. This is telepathic. Yeah, this is telepathic bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eight.
But now, at least somebody has to be at least.
It goes from first to about 8.
I love amazing. Yeah. I love amazing.
Get the ingredients. Give me the damn spell. Let's go kick some ass.
And,
Yeah, he really is.
So,
I want some revenge on this shit.
He says, she motions, and, while this is going on, there's another young gnome who gets up and is playing the harp and singing in a very, very beautiful tone of voice. Keeping everyone amused. She seems to be a very popular person amongst the family. And Geary, gestures to one of the people at the table, motions him over, and she says, "Derex, this is Namwi. He's a wizard. He's an evoker. And I think that he might have some information about what." Waking up to that is an experience.
Good morning, I'm awake.
That's kind of like us waking up to George playing with his boxes.
And she says, "What do you need again?"
"Oh, eggs. I need a couple of fried eggs." "Okay, let's see. I'll need a person to cast a charm spell, remove curse, telepathic bond, which is an egg of an eagle and an egg of a giant owl. Modify memory and dispel magic. Each one of these spells has to be cast upon me. I do not know what in order they need. Whether they're in that order or..."
And the instructions are fairly important, or explicit about the order in which they're supposed to be cast, and stuff like that.
Symbol of the mind, time.
Okay, could you give me those spells again, please?
Sure.
Charm.
Charm. Remove curse.
Okay, slow down.
What is that?
You can only type so fast.
I'm shocked.
Charm and
remove curse. Already.
Yeah.
And
telepathic bond, which is egg of an eagle and egg of a giant owl.
Right, and the next one?
Modify memory.
What the fuck? Wait, I'm doing being stupid.
I was going to say something is plugged in and making noise.
Yeah, that means I make a mistake every time you hear that sound.
Oh, yeah, right.
Can I go outside? I don't think that toy is supposed to go.
Okay, what was the one before? Modify memory?
Modify memory.
What was the one before that?
Telepathic bond. Which the ingredients is...
pieces of the eggshell and
egg of
right. So that and
giant eagle, right?
Was there anything after?
After modify is dispel magic.
Okay, and I know there's nothing special for that, right? So he says, "Well, it shouldn't be too hard to find the egg of an eagle. I don't think it's something that would be readily stocked in the stores around here, but we might be able to get it from the guild up in Magnusi. As far as the egg of a giant owl, giant owls are very rare, as you probably know, and they tend to be in very inaccessible areas. They are hunters, and they have been hunted almost to extinction in some places.
So much."
And what was the place? Where are they located?
Oh, Ghost Mist Valley?
Yes. That's Ghost Mist Valley is the only place that I know of where you can find him.
And where is that?
Am I there or is he just talking to him?
We're mingling with the other gnomes.
Yeah, you're with the other gnomes for the time being.
I think one of my friends probably knows where that is. I think Jack knows. He's been around.
Yeah, depending on how much you've heard me talking about my monster and really listened, because I don't say the name of it very often. I usually just say the monastery.
In the forest, though.
Yeah, the monastery.
So, she is obviously very excited. And as she is excited, you see the rest of the people are picking up on her energy. And as the party goes on and the drinks begin to flow, you guys are made very, very welcome.
Yay.
And particularly when it gets around that you guys were instrumental in freeing up the castle. And one of the things that you guys hear at the table is, I'm assuming that you're hearing, everybody make a perception roll.
Woohoo! At 27.
Oh, Jesus, 27.
Okay.
23.
You hear a couple of people talking across the table at one another. And the one guy says, so the castle's open now. And the other guy says, what do you mean it's open? He says, well, all of the things, these guys, they killed all the stuff that was keeping us away. The other guy says, really? What are we going to do? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. Are we going to, they're going to send men in? And they're talking,
the
they're talking about all of this kind of stuff. Okay, you rolled what?
Well,
you
rolled
a 27.
You rolled 27?
We say we cleaned it out, but we're not sure we cleaned it out.
Okay, you rolled a 27. And again, you're listening to cross-table conversation.
Sure, yeah.
And
I would probably.
These are two women that are talking to one another. And she says, I feel so bad for him. I mean, he lost his whole childhood. He doesn't remember anything. The other girl says, yes, and he's such a cute young boy, too. He deserves much better than that. She says, yes, he's a knockoff of his father, wasn't he? What'd you roll, Dave?
18.
Okay, you need a 20 or better. Anybody else rolling? You're busy. He's busy. Okay. So the talk around the table is how what has been revealed at the table is going to affect their lives directly in the immediate future.
Okay.
So,
and looking at all these people around the table, they are all supposed to be Janos's, right?
Yes.
This is all family.
Yes.
Is there a resemblance between these people that you start seeing?
Yes.
As, I mean, like a hairline, just
let
like
me have
you know,
that, let me have this picture here. Okay.
Just either the nose or something. There's
it
just,
is
something distinctive
it's
in family.
The nose.
Just like
definitely,
a cat, you know?
It's a wide nose with the tips.
Okay. So that's not normal in a gnome necessarily.
Well, it is.
I start looking at Gimbal and go.
It is not unusual.
Oh,
it is not
a little nose.
It's not unusual, but the particular formation is distinctive.
Okay, but no, I mean jawline or eye shape.
There's fair enough variation.
That nose really. It is about the nose.
They all look like this.
Well, see that you don't look anything like her. No offense.
The giveaway.
You're slim and sleek. She's a. You know,
the giveaway is they're all nose.
Well, but it's just, in wondering, it just kind of, is there a family resemblance, some trait that obviously runs through the family? Nose.
Clearly the nose.
Yes, the nose. The always
nose.
It always knows.
The giveaway is they're gnomes. All the gnomes are interrelated.
So,
everyone knows this.
The men gather around. The guy who.
Climb to the ground. First one to climb the big tall one wins.
Rasa cuts over there and he is in on the conversation and they are all asking pretty much the same kind of questions. You know, where do we go from here? And Geary says, we should not let this get out. We should keep this amongst ourselves.
Yes.
I think that we should have people guarding the castle to make sure that no one else gets in to do some more damage, or even more importantly, to find out that its guardians have been dispatched.
Yeah. We do apologize for that.
And she looks at Rosak, and he says, I'll take care of that. I have a man I can send on that.
We killed the guardians. We killed the Treants.
Yeah, unfortunately.
As I said, we apologize for
that. I didn't know what they were. They attacked us.
We'll never get the platinum,
Wow. It's okay. We got the one gold piece and six silver.
Super sweet. If you're not used
that's
to
okay. We got the papers.
Whoa.
Worth a Krasnium at least.
So
I didn't know they were guardians. How was I supposed to know? I don't have a memory.
They were guardians against us. They weren't our guardians. These were placed there by our enemies to keep us from coming back.
So we were meant to take them out.
Yes.
Bring on more.
We
I'm ready.
Set them up to keep others.
No. The Merkir family put them there.
Does that include the illusions up and down most of the stairways?
No, that was us. And she says, "Oh yeah, and you do know not to step on the second step, right?"
Yes, we know. I got mad at the place. I had to step on the second step.
Well, now you know.
And that one, stairway that kept throwing you into the stairway loop was quite clever.
Oh yeah, that was a tough one. So, she says.
That twirler is a mighty fool.
I know that you are just new in town.
Definitely.
But to prevent problems, perhaps it would be best if you set out as soon as possible to retrieve what you need to prove your family heritage.
It wants you to be who you are.
It wants you to get out of town.
And she says, and to be perfectly straightforward about it, I feel that our family as a whole has a vested interest because so much has been, our hands have been tied for so long about the ownership of the castle and who was able to go in and how we were going to bring our fortunes back. And
I'm not getting any younger.
I'm ready to kick some Yakka and some Meraki butt. I'm gonna fry their ass.
I'm gonna bring them down.
Say that the castle is yours if we get here. Or is it, did the letter from your dad, the original letter, say it's yours or simply it's part of your family?
It is yours.
Oh, absolutely it is.
My dear son, Derek, I hope you never read this. If you are, it means something has happened to us. We love you. We love our life here, but we know you didn't and blah, 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 never will. We have known for some time that there is a castle in our name waiting for us in Helia. Go to the castle, Urdo.
Oh, castle in their name.
And present this document, Will, to the steward in the tower there. Of course,
and
Gert, in the castle.
Gert says, no. Gert says, no, you misunderstand. He was talking about the tower that you passed to get to us. The big tower in the center, the big city tower, that's where they record all the deeds. That's where all the ownership is established.
Oh, so I'm supposed to go there?
Right. Now that you have all the paperwork. But I suggest, exactly, that's why I suggest that you take care of that after you get your memory back.
Sorry. I wanted to know if your letter made it sound like it was deeded to you, or if this is simply to get the family going and get it back into the family.
It is technically speaking, deeded to the head of the family, Yamos.
Thank you.
And technically speaking, well, Geary says, first of all, it always goes to the man's side of the family. Not only that, but this is, it has come down in the, just like the kings of old, it is brought down to the first son, and you are the first son. Therefore, technically speaking, the castle belongs to you. It is obviously something that is of value to the family as a whole, and we hope to find that you, in your largesse, will be generous and find places for family members to live there.
Hey, whatever.
And she says, if we can make that place the stronghold that it used to be, with your help, we can strike out against those who have held this family down and break down the trade barriers that have kept us starving for these many decades.
I would just want to see.
And you hear, sorry, huzzah! Hear, hear!
Huzzah! Huzzah!
I just want to...
major turning point.
But the family was so much stronger back when it took them over, so what makes you think they'd jump in now? They have much stronger enemies.
Well, there's obviously two... But they didn't have Boma.
Simply to get back into the castle and use it as a sign of power. We have our stronghold again. We're back. It's a major, psychological...
You ask the person sitting next to you, you ask that, right, Dave?
We live now. They all live in hotels. Okay.
And he says, after the pogrom, we were barely able to feed ourselves. We had no ships that we could sail. We had our primary...
What about the king?
Pardon?
Wasn't the king supposed to be an ally?
Yes, King Erdu. And once you get these documents to him, because they are in the tower, because the tower is the main seat of government in the town, then he will be able to come to your aid. But in a sense, the castle and all of the stuff was intestate. In other words, it was in between a state between legal ownership and,
right,
you know, who knows.
All right, well, let's just get on.
So you got to find out who you are. Then you can turn in on
the documents. Kick some ass. Can we go destroy some thieves guild?
Go fight stuff. That's what we do, man.
We kill things. We kill monsters and take money.
Okay, so...
like the mercenaries that we are.
It's a good party, and indeed, it's been kind of cool because the whole day has been one long party.
Yeah!
You had a really nice breakfast, and then you got treated to a really excellent lunch, and then you had this big party with lots of food and drink and extremely happy people all around you.
Well, as long as Ovak is happy, I'm
good. Long and short of it is we're hitting the road tomorrow?
Yeah, pretty much.
And,
because they want us out as quick as possible.
Well, Geary says you're, free to stay right in this building as long as you want.
Something worse.
Yeah, we can even have cots brought in if you need them.
Ovak doesn't want a cot. You've met Ovak. We all look up.
So... unless there's something else that you guys want to do with this group, they begin to wander out in family groups until only Rasak is left in the building.
Keep it quiet.
And Rasak is bleary.
Drinking a lot.
He is a very, very happy man. And not just because of the drink, but he is... says to you as he's walking out the door, you are the best thing that has happened to us in many, many a day. I will pray to all of the gods that you are who you say you are, and that with the blessings of your memory, you will become the leader of this family. And then he reaches out, I love you, man!
I had no intention of becoming a leader.
And then he shakes himself and gets up and walks out the door, and you guys are left alone.
King Derek, that wasn't my intent. My intent was...
that's the last of the gym, too. So.
Well, okay. If it's not your intent, then...
tomorrow's another day.
He goes to the family, but they have access to come and go as our... stopping places, you say.
Right, yeah.
We can still do our mercenary stuff. Go out on adventures.
We need somebody to stay there anyway.
So, are you guys doing anything particular that evening?
Yeah, so we start talking about what
you want to do.
Yeah, so what are you
doing in the warehouse?
You were talking with your family.
I go, Jack.
As far as I know, you're still in the warehouse. That was where they offered to put you up.
Jack, you said something about where these great owl egg could possibly be, or great owls are.
And I'm like, huh, what? Because technically, I would not have known what you were talking about at all. That's Lisa, not Jack.
And he says, one of my cousins said that they're in the Ghost Mist Valley.
Yeah, Ghost Mist Valley. That's
Yeah, that's where my monastery is.
Well, we need to go there.
What do you need?
I need a giant owl egg.
Oh, that's sacred to her people there at the
moment. No. Well, I mean, I would simply...
They make the best omelets.
I know, yeah. Giant owls and giant eagle eggs, yeah. So it's just the owls?
That's why they're extinct. We keep eating them.
Ah, okay. Anyway, yeah, I do know that's...
I have to... I have to gather these components.
You know how many babies
so they can cast these spells on me to gain my memory.
Ah. And one of the components is
a giant owl's egg. So we're headed to your
territory. That's probably the hardest.
They only have one egg every 50 years. They just birthed the last one last week, so sorry.
Yeah, really. And Chip, the brief thing goes through his head of just seeing us like, oh, shit, I wonder how the druids are going to feel about that.
Is it saying
it's the
whole egg?
So, yeah. Ixnay on the egg.
I know, yeah. I was just thinking, did I hear just like shells? It's like, no, it says egg.
It says eagle egg and.
Great. And it's the dead of winter, egg. So.
Does that feel alive?
You know what? I usually find those in spring. I mean,
it was not specific, but a fresh is always to be preferred.
How far
could
is
be
it?
Dry. I point to you on my map that shows where Helia is and then where
it's better than walking the whole
my monastery road. Is. So
I've never been further south than where we are, so it's all new to me.
We're going
to
be going way south.
To the adventures area and get stuff. We got to go back to the castle. We can let them take over the castle.
No.
We have to get supplies.
I know. It's like, are we planning on leaving tomorrow, or are we, you know? Oh, really? Okay.
Well, basically, they say we need to get out of town
the sooner the better.
Oh, we do. Okay. So.
They don't want me to be recognized.
Yeah. I was getting that impression.
I want to kill something anyway, so bring on the goddamn census.
Okay, so we literally are. We need to go to the outfitter's place before we leave town,
we'll
right?
No, actually, we'll have our cousins bring our supplies to us.
Okay. Just say, yeah, we need
we'll
some trail rations and...
We'll give them a list and
they
can bring supplies, right?
Yeah. We need if you want us to be on the... Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have that arranged among yourselves that you're going to ask him?
Yes.
Is there anything else you're doing that night?
Sleeping really well after eating and drinking all day.
Easy to sleep after a booze binge like that.
Yeah, no kidding. Jack is showing you on his map approximately where it is that we will be going and stuff, just so you guys know, you know, how far it is, because it's quite a ways.
Yeah, we just finished walking a long ways.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be doing, literally, you know, I mean, we're going to, like, center of these rivers.
Should we get a wagon? Distance again?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just thinking.
Should we get a wagon?
And there's not going to be the King's Road going this way, trust me. I've done the
wilderness.
Trip from Magnusia to
there. We're trekking on foot.
It's going to be, it's not going to be on a road. There will be a trade trail, you know, kind of deal.
Well, I'm not going to travel anymore.
There's road. It's just not going to be.
You could go, a small cart might be possible, but you would definitely slow you down as opposed to going on foot.
By foot?
Yeah.
All right. What it is.
And I'm, you know, okay, one option I'm simply saying, if we wanted to do this or something, was quite often I would hire out between Magnusi and my monastery as a caravan guard to pay my way and stuff like that. I mean, we would be somebody's ideal, you know, caravan guard. Yeah. So I'm just saying that's one way we could go along the road. It'll be a little bit slower, yeah, but we would be paid going somewhere. And it's kind of a, you know, incognito-y thing. That's the way I used to do it. So that's because you don't travel anywhere without making money.
That way we can travel.
We would probably be better off going back to Magnusi, though, to catch somebody going south. Not a lot of trade
that
I remember from Helia. Or we would have to at least go...
Yeah.
No. Just from Helia and Magnusi, that was only, you know...
That was a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple
two
of days.
2 days, 3 days.
And we could, we could... If we didn't want to do that, we could probably catch a road and just go south and keep going. Because if we did catch a caravan, obviously that's slower than us just walking.
That's it.
But,
if we catch a caravan, right?
We might be able to hire out. We might not. So.
Can I see your map again?
Yeah. That's the King's Road. Are you talking about for where I'm going?
Yeah.
Oops.
That's a couple of weeks going to where your territory is, right?
It'll probably be. It used to take 2 to 3 weeks. But that was always with a caravan, so that's...
I kind of like the idea of, that's probably a good way to go.
It's just, when you're not on this main road that is guarded by the King's Guard, traveling in numbers is the only safe way to travel.
Yeah.
And so that's, you're always hired out as guards, and as
is
a monk,
I'm not
clearer.
Seeing it on this map.
It's not on that map.
Well, why the
I'm sorry.
Am I looking at this map?
I just know where it is.
Would you make a mark?
In this, I kind of feel small. I made another one, I guess. It's, but where all these rivers, where all these rivers join, like right there,
right,
where my fingernail is. But I will put a dot there. I'll take it on.
Okay.
Any caravans going?
So.
There.
Yeah.
The next, are you done for the night?
Yeah.
Okay. The next morning.
Quick sleep. Yeah. Long rest, new spells, yeah.
New spells.
Yeah, everybody's got spells back,
full
of course.
Full hit points. Yeah.
So the next morning.
Unless you're cursed.
Yossik comes back in. And he is very happy.
You
please. As punch.
That's actually, we could even ask him if there's any caravans headed that direction.
But you can see where the dot is where.
If there's any caravans headed.
Yeah, that dot there.
Well, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not too far. I mean, if you look at what that scale is.
He comes back in and says, so I had our navigators go to work on this. And it's a one-way only kind of operation, but I have a way that you can get to, damn it, I forgot the name of the lake.
Horse. Lake?
Yes.
Oh, the lake that's right, okay, a little bit closer anyway. Because we're
Luka Lake.
Okay, yeah, we're off the...
He says, I can get you to Luka
that's
Lake in a day.
That's at least two-thirds of the way.
And,
Is this being...
Are we talking about teleportation?
Yeah.
And he smiles and says, no, more in the nature of a family secret.
Ah, S-H...
And,
S-H-I-P.
He says, are you ready?
Yes. Thank you, major water source. I didn't even clue in on major water source.
And,
can land there.
He says, great.
Sorry, that's funny.
And he takes you out towards the dock.
We're
going to have them send them out for supplies.
Oh, they'll have
they're bringing. I'm sure that, yeah, hopefully.
And
they'll
who
be
was
on
that?
The
Jacek's head?
Unless there's something specific that you absolutely must have.
No.
It
would simply be food.
Food stuff. They're going to have, you got food. Not a problem. You will have food.
We
They've
were on the road a long time, Chip. Sorry.
Sure. Yeah. You, they're going to, they will
supply.
They will provide the standard stuff. No problem.
All right, we're ready.
Okay, yeah. So.
Literally.
Okay, so much for.
Oh,
so how do you travel so far?
Like,
the day?
Do we? I look over at Jack. Do we actually have to knock her out to get her aboard this thing?
Oh God, you know, you're absolutely right. It might be a little weird.
You know what?
And
I say that.
I sense this is gonna be bad. It's
I walk over to Jack and I said, make sure you have a real strong alcohol that we can give.
Damn it.
Okay, because. Actually, guess it's one of those things that she likes.
Yeah, and you know what? I actually would have...
do I get a chance to fly it?
Well, no, one of the basic things that I have is... like
knockout pills?
Yeah, I would have that in my repertoire of medicine. Because I do have medicine and
this is
going to
be like
that,
the 18.
You know,
gotta knock you out to get you aboard.
I have the herbalist kit and all that.
I'm not
that
bad, food.
And I specifically said I have
food.
Sleeping
on
that and stuff like that because that's a very important thing when you're working on a patient.
Yeah.
You need to be able to knock people out sometimes. So I definitely do have stuff that will put you to sleep. So I would probably put a couple of drops in your drink. And then somebody, we're all going to have to lift her up and bring her on the ship.
That's
fuck, because she's the largest person here.
And what is the lake we're headed to?
Lake Nessa.
Remember
18,
the one guy
that Baracus, he's a big heavy guy, they have to knock him out.
Yeah.
He's a big toughy and they always had to knock him out.
How much do you weigh?
It's teleporting us?
235.
They're not
teleporting.
Family sailing.
Yes, they're not
teleporting.
Which is
going to
be really worse for me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, remember the family is?
And we need to go to a lake, so it's a major body of water.
The teleport was like a second thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. But a whole day.
You ain't going to like this.
No, I'm not.
So
unnatural.
They,
Barf.
So they take you over to the docks. And you see a very nice looking little ship. She looks like she's well taken care of. It looks like a...
Oh, so we have to go on water. Is there a river to this lake?
Yeah.
Sure. We're just going to sail up the coast.
There is, actually, but that's... And there... Yeah. But anyway...
It's a ship. It's a boat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So...
So far. Sure got that drug right.
Yeah, I know.
So you guys are led onto this. It's a looks like a coaster, you know, two masts, you know, a fairly shallow draft.
Your basic ship.
Not real big, figure crew of 20 at the most.
Wow.
It's a good sized ship. Yeah, it carries a bunch, but it's the kind that, you know, you normally never see more than 10 or 20 miles off the coast, right? Mm-hmm. They don't do any deep sea stuff.
Coast hugger.
Exactly.
Coast
and as you guys are walking up, you can see that another gnome comes walking out and says, "Hey, Rossuk, are these the people?" "Yeah, just a short little jaunt." "Oh, no problem. Yeah, we took on some additional stores like you asked us to." "Ah, good. Everything's ready to go." And he says, "Well, we need another couple of minutes. We're down a man or two." And Rossuk says, "Ah, don't worry about it. These guys will give you a hand."
"I can tie good knots. I've sailed before, Jackson."
And
he's so proud of his knots.
And he takes you guys up and introduces you to Hagar.
Oh, Hagar.
That's
Hagar?
Captain Hagar.
Oh, Captain Hagar.
Yes. Hagar Yamos, of course.
Hagar the Horrible.
And you take it on board, and it's a very, very squared away little ship. Like I said, it is not huge by any stretch of the imagination, but good enough that you do need 20 men to get her under control. And the funny thing, Rossuk says, "Shh, shh, shh."
Oh,
and he says, "So, anyway, I hope you guys have a nice trip." And
you're not coming. There is a good bottle of booze on board, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. And he says, "Welcome. I've been asked not to ask any questions. That this is some kind of mystery trip, and well, that's fine with me. And but I shouldn't have any trouble getting us where we need to go. We need to be a little circumspect leaving the dock here and actually getting her out onto the open ocean.
Let's have a couple drink, I say."
"Yeah.
Sure. Help yourselves.
Make sure all that gets plenty."
Jack is going over to wherever there is a good bottle. He knows what OVAC drinks, okay? And literally is looking for a guy saying, "Listen, I need a bottle of this." Okay. And then going to put drops in, literally, that will put her out.
What drops?
Knockout drops from my medicine kit. I have stuff that will knock out patients and stuff.
Well, sleepy time.
It's one of the things I need help sleeping sometimes. So
you guys set out to ocean in the most normal way, and you're sailing it off towards the horizon.
Yeah, but this is not going to be right, and I know she's going to freak out.
What bon voyage thing?
A bon voyage freak.
But yeah, we're having
that's what you're having.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheers!
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yes, you're absolutely doing that.
She
gets the drops in hers. Yeah. I get it.
And everybody knows not to drink out of whatever bottle she's drinking out of. She's going to pass it. Don't drink out of it. Fake it.
So, anyway, you guys are just heading out of sight of the land.
Yeah.
Out onto the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, so you sail off for a couple of hours until you can't see any sign of habitation or the shore or anything like that. And then you hear the captain say, "All men batten down for flight."
Say what?
I was going to say, how far into the bottle is she? Is she not knocked out
yet? She's unconscious.
Oh, okay.
It took a couple of hours to get offshore.
I was really worried there. Damn. You were supposed to at least get woozy.
I know.
Now I know I need more for someone whose body weight is that big. Okay. Needed to make sure.
And off you go.
Yeah, this and Jack's
into the
on.
Wild
Jack
blue
is,
yonder.
Yeah, Jack is
this is
by this.
Amazing. This is the most amazing thing any of you guys have ever experienced.
Oh, I've had experience. I sat in the helm. I want to fly it.
We won't let
well, you, yeah. You oh, are taken over to the level, helm
yes.
and introduced to the helmsman, whose name is Gugotha, and it's a Feely.
Don't think that's probably high level.
And he is obviously, you know, kind of occupied running the ship.
Right.
And Hagar says, I take care of it when he is off sleeping. We do eight on 8 hour shifts, and so we should be there in about 12 hours, I guess.
Great.
And
I've had the pleasure. It is an wonderful.
I didn't pay no attention to that.
So
I was too busy being unconscious.
Yep. Hagar sets the course to go parallel the coast as you're going south. And he says, I don't want to, he goes directly out to the coast.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then he's following along the coast.
I mean, that has to go way the fuck out there if he's doing that. Really?
Yeah, wow, absolutely. Because he doesn't want to cross. He says, I can't let people know that we have this.
Yeah, right, I'm sorry. And they don't go invisible or anything. Okay,
they're being sneaky.
Yes.
I'm just remembering.
Totally invisible. On the down low. Now, not all of the wild spaceships are.
Exactly, especially.
Not all the wild spaceships need to go through this before this family right now needs to be very much on the QT because this is why they were shit canned the last time, was because people were jealous of their ability to bring in goods from outer space and to fly fish in mass from the coast into MacNusi.
Yeah, covering distances other ships can't do. Captain Hagar, gnome?
Captain Hagar? Yes, nope. Absolutely. Okay. Yes, a Yamos.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, he's a gnome too. Oh, shit. Okay. I didn't notice he was a Yamos. I just heard Captain Hagar.
Yamos fix the ship that we have.
Yep.
Well, we obviously need to tell them at some point, when we get back.
We know where there's another ship.
Yep.
It'll be called the USS Boma.
By the time we get back from doing Boma shit that you need to do, we might be another level and you can fly in. Anyway.
So, you're flying, and you fly until it gets dark, and you're still flying over the ocean. And when it gets dark, the captain lands the ship on the ocean and anchors it. And he says, I can't get to this lake by dead reckoning.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have close enough coordinates for it. So, my plan is to rest the ship here, give everybody on board a good night's sleep, and then tomorrow morning head closer to the coast, go down until we see the river, and then follow the river up to the lake.
What river? I'm sorry.
I'll show you.
River going up from the sea to the lake.
I mean,
right here?
Oh, okay. So all the way
down. You come in
there? We went all the way around here on the water. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I didn't realize it was that far.
Yeah. You went all the way here and then
you guys going up this river.
You guys are spending the night like right about there.
Okay. That's how I noticed.
So that's like 12 hours travel.
Great. Okay. Cool.
You want to see Dave?
Oh, yeah. I just came to see.
Sorry. Yeah. This is where we are up here in Helia. This is the river here, Dasset or something like that. Dasset.
Luka Lake.
But anyway, that dot right there is where my monastery is off the Shar River. So, but he just said we anchored right off here and are going to go up this river up to there. And this is Lake Luka. So that's.
Or Luka Lake.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, got to catch up on my notes here for a second.
Okay, Bella.
So we're near your monastery?
We're getting very close, yes.
Should we suddenly see you get nervous for some reason?
No, not at all. No, this is great. I had not planned on seeing my monastery for years.
Can I see the map again, damn it? Just too lazy to get my own out.
It's okay.
Turkle.
Yes, Turkle by the Sea.
I had it down to Tinkle, and I knew that was right.
Not right. Turkle by the Sea is funny enough. see, where are you? So are we sailing, or he's going to fly over the big river till we get to the Shar River? Or to Luka River?
Okay, so during the time that you spend on the ship, you get to associate with some of the crew members, and they're a good lot. You don't see the. Seems like they've been together for a long time. Seems like they've seen a fair amount of action. You don't see any deck-mounted weapons. There's no ballista or anything like that.
Nothing seen.
Right. To all intents and purposes, it looks just like a normal sailing ship, except that it's got the helm on it and it goes up in the air. The sailors are tried and true, good salt in the rain sorts of fellows.
For years, right?
That's right, and they are treated very well by the captain and held in much respect.
Not a whole lot of flying ship sailors around.
That's right. And particularly ones that know to keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, exactly.
That's as important as anything in this situation.
Yeah.
So the next morning, after chow, off you go in the ship, springing off into the air.
So oh, shit, the next morning. Oh, Christ. So more drops in her ale. Yeah, at least to get a woozy.
Or do we want to just let you wake up and go,
You know.
Oh, man.
Is it worth it?
I actually put her out. Jack puts her out just to keep her on the, he doesn't.
And as she's falling asleep, she says,
why am I so sleepy?
I just had a nice rest.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just need to sleep, you know? It's nothing to see around here anyway. You just go take a good nap.
Okay.
Jesus. Things we do for this group.
So
more things I'm going to have to stock up when I get to the monasteries.
Everyone's probably wondering why you have to keep knocking out this hour.
Why do you keep sleeping?
Yeah. Big barbarian.
No, because we did see, we saw the flying ship in the cave and everything, you commented how it wasn't natural and blah,
exactly.
blah, blah. But just the idea of being on one would just freak you fucking out. So,
yeah, it would.
Well, she definitely have
sorry, it's just kinder. Yeah, it's just kinder.
Well, I have a good constitution, but it would still freak me out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she'd get sick. I think she,
I could miss a concentration roll.
Might be wisdom or intelligence that she would be rolling. Because I think it would be mentally freaking out rather than physically freaking out. I don't get the impression she's motion sickness type person, you know, when you're that strong, but you never know.
Okay, I'm going to have to do it this way.
It's just the magic thing. It's just not natural.
Sometimes people, the strong big guys, they throw up on the ship.
It's the way of the world. Magic is in everyone, even in you. Everyone has a spark. They just don't know how to use it.
Jack looks at you and goes, that's the wisest thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah.
Of course. I have a lot of wise, sometimes wise things to say.
Every life has that spark.
Everything
you need to know
spark.
How to use it.
Yeah.
You can leave tap your into that spark. There are those of us who have
leave your mark
more powerful
spark
and are able to tap into it. Magic is all around and it's everywhere. And it's in all things. No, you don't.
Exactly.
But I am thankful that you know how to hit things really hard.
I must admit, I do agree with that.
Yeah. Here we go.
And now, I get to hit things hard twice around.
Yeah.
I know. God, I'm so happy. It's like
we haven't tried that out yet, so we haven't seen that yet.
I'm sure we're
going to
have an opportunity.
No, I don't think that's
the next
round. Nice.
Yeah, I'm all my cantrips are back.
Okay, can I see where you have your Ghost Vist Valley?
12.
Oh, yeah.
2d12.
You want a smaller kind of?
No, that's all right. I got it. Thank you.
I made a hand one that just shows the three rivers tops there. That what's known as the twins is what I call it.
I named them the twins.
So, aside from the Luka River, where are we actually headed for this owl thing.
The dot is off of the Shar River to the east. To the west.
Oh, okay.
That dot.
You guys are still going to have, are going to be going
overland
from Luka Lake down to the northern portion of the Shar River.
Mm-hmm.
And along the Shar River, there's a valley there, which is your objective, the Ghost Mist Valley. And it's about 400 and maybe a bit more miles away from Lake Luka. And it is over absolute wilderness.
Couple weeks of travel.
Could be. Probably so. You guys average about 20 miles a day. Unless you have some means of speeding things up. So, he does what he said he was going to do. He floats down the river until he gets in sight. He heads down, flying down the ocean.
Yeah.
Until they spot the entrance of the Shar River where it comes out on the ocean.
Actually, that's the Dawsett River.
Yes, you're right. River, you're right.
And then the Shar. Yeah.
And then he begins to parallel it, but still at a distance where it's only occasionally visible.
Yeah.
Still trying to maintain as stealthy a look as he can. But he is following along the northern portion of the river. And as he passes by the Shar River, he says, "You guys want to go up that river, but I can't land here. There's not enough. It's not deep enough for me to land a ship here."
The Shar River is not navigable yet.
And even the larger river, the Dorset, it's too wild. There's no place where I can really safely land a ship. So
yeah, no,
that's why I have to let you off up at the lake. But even so, you are saving many weeks travel.
Yeah, geez.
And
we're actually getting off where?
Lake Luka.
And it's very strange because you guys are now, for the first time, actually flying over land.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's real different than flying over the water. There's lots to see.
Yeah.
And you guys are flying along and you see the birds flying underneath the ship. You can see the rivers off in the distance. You can smell the forest underneath you.
I couldn't enjoy this.
I certainly.
And then about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it starts to rain.
Oh, crap. It's winter. Hey, we're lucky it's not snowing.
Yeah.
We are further south, so yeah.
And he...
Did the bubble protect it from rain? Protect the deck?
No.
When you're out of
space. It's an air bubble. I think natural water would just go right
through. Normal water does go right through it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then in outer space, you can go up to that degree.
It's air. Yep. It's an air bubble, but water passes through, yeah. No, I remembered that because somebody was playing.
So it takes
some water or something and it went right out.
It takes about 8 hours across land for him to get from the sea up to Luka River.
Yeah.
And then following it up to Luka Lake at its far end up at the top there.
Okay.
And he sees the lake and he flies right past it. And then he's like doing circles around the lake. And he says, just checking to see, you know, what we've got going down here. He says it should be okay.
Okay, and Jack knows that there's a city on that side and a block because he would know this basic area.
So he finds he finds a way to shield him from the most obvious places where people are. And he unavoidably, it's possible for it to be seen.
Yeah.
But there's no...
By the least amount of people.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to keep it on the down low and do the best he can to remain hidden. And... when the boat lands, it is a little jarring, and you wobble about quite a bit until it settles down and finds its water legs again. And the captain puts the ship's boat over the side, loads you up with 2 weeks of provisions per person.
Cool.
You have your backpacks and everything you own that's ready to go.
Yeah.
And he rows the boat ashore.
Yeah, we probably have to pile her into the boat. We'll go ashore and let her, wake up, and then we'll just make camp on shore until she wakes up the next day.
And puts you on the lake and wishes you best of luck. And you guys pile all of your stuff out of there, and it takes three of you to get her. Get her out of the boat and not back on the back onto land.
3 weeks or a month or something, and he picks us up and buys back.
No, no arrangements like that were made.
Oh. Exactly.
Well, you could do sending now and say, "Hey, come pick us up. We're ready," or something.
Yeah, there's no. Of course,
they're probably you're going to have to make your way back.
So,
but hey, I mean, God, they cut at least a month of travel off for us anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But with Descendants Bill, I can keep in contact with.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep them apprised of the situation. That is an awesome spell.
So you guys have now on this, along the shore of Lake Luca.
Yeah.
Or as I'd like to say it, Luca Lake.
Luca Lake.
And leader, what are you doing?
Well, we wait for our heavy friend to wake up.
Yeah. What time of day is it? Yeah, they took us to shore.
It was like 2 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was about 8 hours for you to get over there. So, yeah, it's about 3.
In the afternoon. Okay.
All right, so let's go look for a place to camp.
I was just going
to
say, we should just make a camp and then drag her, you know, over to campus.
Get a little travois going.
Yeah. She's, you know, going to be coming around, but...
make sure she's got all the...
And, oh,
as far as I know, the drops usually last 8 hours.
There is a really nice little camp.
Hey, cool.
That it's you get the feeling that no one's ever been here before. there's no rings or anything like that, but it's like a little cul-de-sac in the lake where it's got a bit of a sandy beach there, and there's some willows. And then behind the willows, there's a couple of rows of eucalyptus trees. And there's plenty of wood to be had.
And I light it on fire.
And there's lots of noise. It looks like game is very plentiful around here.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys make a camp, build your fire, and...
do a little hunt?
If you would like to, you could sure hunt.
Chip Jack is breathing deep, Homer.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
You should set some snares.
These are his tricks.
Well, let's just try hunting a deer or pig or something. Get some meat for
a while. Is it fresh meat for a while? Yeah. Yeah, it's probably been quite a while since we've had, like, fresh meat of our own killer. We've been eating in towns and or just ration tubes trying to get to MacNoosie and Helia and equip
it. Pardon me?
Sure.
Can you?
I'm not that great. I can. I mean, I'm not that great at it.
Well, you probably stealthy at a pretty good shot.
I go hunting.
Yeah, I don't.
We won't have
to use a bow or anything. I throw it.
If I go hunting, the meat will get cooked at the same time.
Okay, let me get figure out what everybody's doing.
So
Jacques,
you should technically go with Lisa
and
her character.
Izzy. Tex
with Izzy.
Jacques and Tex are going hunting.
I guess, yeah. I mean, Jock can track and do stuff for you, but he just...
Okay, Derek, what are you doing?
He throws a
dagger. I am staying here with Sleeping Beauty.
Ah, thanks.
If I was awake, I'd go hunting.
I gave her too much of a dose. She's going to be out for
That's the thing.
24 hours.
Yeah, see, the first dose didn't last long enough, so I gave her more on the second one, and now she's out longer than 8 hours. Damn, you know?
Yeah, water.
I need to get your dosage just right.
Okay. Is Umphasic awake? No, he's asleep.
He's probably staying in Melvin DeGar.
Probably so. Gimbal, what are you doing?
Sleeping.
I'll go hunting.
Oh, okay.
I'll go help gather stuff. I'm not great at it.
I do have the ability to gather.
Do you guys at least see, do you use a bow? Or some range. See, I don't even use a ranged weapon. I throw a dagger. I'm all about the up close. I don't even have bow as a human. It's,
you
know, my weapons. Yeah, I'm good at survival and stuff like that. But
okay.
I don't
so
use it for
you guys are hunting.
Yeah, I can forage.
I'm tracking and.
Okay, so. we'll come back to the people that are still back at that because Sovak is going to wake up sooner or later with a bad headache
I
and a bad
a
mood.
Have a bottle ready that doesn't have anything in it.
But anyway, for the people that are going hunting, are you looking for a specific animal, a specific size of animal? Are you looking for a component of some sort, like fur, or you just want to kill anything that looks like useful?
We're looking
for just kill anything, regardless.
Good. No, we want something that's edible to eat. We are specifically looking for good food animal.
Such as deer.
Yeah, a deer, boar, a wild boar.
About what it is, yeah.
Lizards.
I mean, better than a bunch of squirrels or something, but, you know,
20 squirrels or 20, yeah. 10 rabbits, we'd rather have a deer or a pig or, and you said it looks like that there's, you know, that the game is plentiful.
Several rabbits, I mean, if we.
Okay, I would like those people who are hunting to roll a survival roll, please.
Okay. I'm following her.
Yeah, he's not doing survival.
I've done survival in my past, but it's not one of my skills now.
Yeah.
So
survival. 22. 18.
Okay.
Dex.
Are you staying together as a group, or are you going to be hunting individually?
There is no
bad mood.
I don't see a survival on here, Chip.
It's under wisdom. The bottom one of wisdom.
Yeah.
I think we should be staying together, but I mean, we probably make
more
noise that way, but yeah.
We're going to be
fair enough.
Very quiet.
Yeah, we're trying to be stealthy
very
too.
Quiet
for those who can.
Okay, so. Okay, 21.
For. Oh, survival. Stealth? Oh, survival. Okay. Yeah, cool. I'm hoping that I kind of know where the lake, the city is on to the lake that will get, a road that leaves off, because obviously there's the road that connects everything through here. There's only a couple places with bridges.
And there was the other big map book. Wasn't there a big map of this?
Yeah, that's right.
Continent?
Well, no, the whole continent. That's much bigger.
Oh, but you're still down here. I thought you were came further south.
Oh, where I'm from, yes, is south of Liga.
Well,
and we're way the fuck up here
but
now.
But your monastery's
over
here?
Yeah, my monastery's up here.
Oh.
The place I've been living for the last 4 to 5 years.
Gotcha.
45 years?
Four to five years.
Oops.
I'm 22. Actually, I might be 23 by now. How long have we been traveling together?
Like
several months.
Several months.
Yeah, okay.
My character's actually
15. Okay, I need all of you guys to make a perception roll. Yes, I also is. Yeah, go ahead and roll that. And then you got another roll coming right up.
So this 19.
This is perception.
Oh, for the hunters.
Yes. That was your perception roll?
20.
Okay. Gimbal?
23.
Okay.
I probably have the highest perception, but I rolled the lowest.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you guys being stealthy?
We are trying to, yeah.
Make a stealth roll.
Oh my god, I rolled a 20. So plus 6 is 26 anyway, but I rolled a 20 dice, yay! Critical stealthy.
Stealthy
yeah, I know.
I rolled 0.
Uh-oh.
That's not one of the ones that gets a
reroll.
First stealth.
Dex.
Dex?
Yeah, stealth is dex. You should be good at it, aren't you? Like a 5 or 6, probably?
Mean Rogus has probably got proficiency in these stuff.
26.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay.
Yeah.
26?
Yeah.
26 with a 20.
9.
Okay.
I'm as quiet as fucking anything.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't hear me and you hear her all over the place, yeah.
You guys have spotted what looks like a family of goats. There are two large goats. They do not look domesticated.
Okay, sorry, because some do. I mean, you know.
No, these look like feral goats.
Okay.
And there's a mama, papa, and three kids. And
kill all.
You guys.
Mama, papa, and three kids.
Yes. You spot.
Literally, kill the lambs. I mean, we should kill the babies. It's a rack of lamb there.
You spot them, and just as you guys spot them, Gimbal steps on a branch, and you see one of the parent goats' head pivot and look right over at her. But you've got one round where you have targets. Now you guys are just a little over 20 feet away.
Too bad. Magic missile.
Oh, right little there. Over 20 feet? Great.
Yeah. Magic so you guys have got a really good shot.
They would cook the meat, too, though.
I'm throwing a dagger at one of the lions.
Yeah, and I'm shooting
at
one.
Bow
and arrow. I mean, with a sword.
And crossbow? And crossbow? Isn't that what you use, right?
Yeah.
Well, hello, Sleepy.
Hey.
I thought my character was all knocked out.
I could probably bind one of those things.
Shit, I can throw two daggers now. I throw two daggers, Chip.
They're just
surprised me.
Okay. I would like the three of you guys to roll initiative, please.
Oh, shit.
Lifters.
Oh, I just rolled, buddy.
They had to not go back out to get her on the
phone
chip.
Not bad. 19.
Gimbal.
11.
So what are you hunting?
Goats.
There are goats.
Tex.
Wow.
18.
Aw, oh, man.
That was bad.
Okay. As I said, there are two adults and three kids. Jacques, you are first. You are 20 feet away. What are you doing?
I'm 30 feet away.
20 plus 20 feet away.
Okay, anyway. I am throwing dagger. That's, trying to kill baby A.
Okay, roll to hit.
A total of, total of 20?
That is a hit.
Okay, and my daggers just went up. I had a little d6 for daggers. That's exciting. Anyway. 5 points for the first dagger.
Okay.
Do I get my second one, or is this just a surprise thing, or because now we get two attacks?
No, this was not a surprise thing because she messed it up. Because Gimbal cracked the whip.
Oh, okay. So I would.
So this is normal initiative, okay? No surprise round. Yeah.
Okay. Another 21 to hit. So
she missed her.
Another hit.
There we go. Still plus 4. 11 points.
And you see the second dagger hits it right in the throat. And it goes down.
Yay!
Its legs are kicking and its blood is just blossoming out.
Its legs are still kicking? Damn, I didn't kill it. The lamb has that many hit points? Wow.
It's a goat.
No, I was hitting the lamb. I was just going for the baby.
Tex.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I saw the big goat, the little goat, and three little mama goat.
And three babies.
Yes.
I did a quick analysis of the goat size. Does one goat look like it feed the party for a night?
I'm not going to answer that. Pick one.
The one closest to me.
Okay. That is going to be one of the mama goat, the one that heard Gimbal.
No, I'm going to go with the small goat.
Baby.
Roll the hit.
Closest baby.
Roll the hit the closest baby.
Baby goat. Do 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 do. No, baby goat.
Gonna eat a baby goat?
15 points. 15.
To hit?
To hit.
Yeah.
That hits.
Hit.
Okay.
Your armor class 12.
Oh, jeez.
Old goats.
Yeah, but babies? I mean, geez, I was only like, I was 9 or something, maybe less than 10.
They're very dexterous.
Actually, goat hides are pretty fucking tough. They went after the
what weapon are you using? Arrow?
My hand bow.
Hand crossbow.
Hand crossbow.
How many points?
17.
And it kills it.
Ooh.
And Ovak.
Yes,
oh, I'm sorry, Gimbal.
I'm gonna aim my. I've got a short bow.
Okay. What are you firing at?
I'm gonna fire at the last baby.
Cool. We're having a rack of lambs for days.
It's gonna be one disappointed mama.
I know, I was gonna say, I feel bad for the mom and dad.
They can have some more.
I know, that's, yeah, next spring. This is winter, what the hell fuck they do with baby? Ah, or, you know, a couple months, they'll have another family.
Miss?
Yeah, well, it's, oh, wait a minute. It's,
Remember class 12.
Winter. I did, actually. I have a plus 8, yep.
I know, the armor class 12, come on.
That's gonna be
11
points of damage, maximum damage.
Cool.
And the last baby goes down. Arrow right in the head.
Oh,
it's dead before it hits the ground.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one. Instead of mine's gonna be all traumatized and the adrenaline's gonna be in the body.
And mama and daddy
just run off.
Just off into the distance.
You baby killers.
And you guys go over, and man,
hey,
this is great.
Yeah, Jesus, rack of
three lamb. Baby goats for dinner tonight,
yeah,
man.
Shit.
This is gonna be great.
Anybody got mint sauce?
So you guys.
So I guess I wake up to the smell of cooking.
Yeah, goats. Really, boy. Well, we're cooking first.
Gut them, dress them,
yeah,
and then you put the two front legs over the back of your head, carry them like they were just an extension of your backpack.
Pick them up by the legs.
And, right, so meanwhile, back at the fort, Ovak.
Yeah.
You get up,
wake up,
4:30, 5 o'clock, and you're like,
she's really out.
Where the fuck am I? I thought we were on a ship.
We're on a ship. Now we're on.
Why do I feel so hungry?
Yeah.
What did you give me in that drink?
Okay. You drink too much.
You've been drinking a lot.
So you got a really bad headache.
Ow.
And they give you more drink, and they say, promise, this won't put you back to sleep.
Well, Jack's not there, so yeah, it's something.
And Gimbal, Derek's.
Just in case you suspicious.
As you're listening to this one grumble and bitch and search around in there, and fuckers, what is this? What did you put? And blah, 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 blah. You're kind of looking over, and it's really peaceful. It's really nice, it's like maybe an hour before sundown. These guys are still out hunting the goats. And you start seeing
fish
jumping right up out of the lake.
Oh, wow.
I have tackle.
I know, that's we all have fish and tackle.
I have fish and tackle, too.
I go down to the water.
I have a headache, man. I need to eat something.
Yeah, I know.
Raw fish. Sushi.
I go down the water with my fish and tackle, Chip.
Okay. So.
Not that I'm really skilled at it, but I give it a shot anyway.
You want some hot fishing? I need to get rid of this headache, man.
Take off your clothes and jump in the water. Just
okay.
Shock you. Hit him with a magic missile, I'll guarantee you.
So you, how are you going about this fishing?
How am I going about fishing?
Yes.
Tackle.
I don't know what kind of gear you have, what kind of bait you have.
I have a line and hooks and,
okay.
A fishing kit. The kind that's in the book.
Oh, okay. That's what I needed.
I go down.
In the party, we have like four of those nice fishing kits with the tackle and stuff.
I go down there and
net and all that.
Yeah, we all found the baskets.
Look around for some insects to use as a lure.
You guys collected firewood?
No, not yet.
Okay. Yeah, he took his finger probably.
And there are a number of June flies.
Okay.
Little late in the season for those, but they look like a June fly even though they're late. And my God, they're gobbling those down.
I know, true.
You get one on the hook, throw it in the water. So another couple of seconds, you pull one in. They are used to eating these little mayflies things, or June bugs.
Hey, fireball, I get fire going.
They're bream.
We're cooking. I'm catching fish. I'm busy.
But
they're bream. Yeah.
They're a small, long, narrow fish. They're not terribly big, but they make a really nice. They're not good for like fillets or anything like that, but it's a very tender, white-fleshed fish, really good in a stew, or really good scrambled with eggs for breakfast.
Lamb.
Or with lamb.
Appetizers, yeah.
So, anyway, you know.
I catch a big fish. Life is good, man. Sorry.
This is not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, yes.
On the way back from the hunt, I'm keeping an eye out for herbs and stuff that may go well with goat and kid.
Right.
Young kids.
Lame. Right. And you find
what it is.
You find some dandelion greens along the way, but
cool. Salad.
So you pick some dandelion greens.
Any rosemary.
No, that's all you find. Okay. And real nice dinner.
Come back and I've got a full string of fish.
Cool.
Yay.
And they've got
this big, but
rack of lambs for everybody.
No, they're this big. Boy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
About that racks big. For everyone.
And
I'm famished. I have a headache. What did you guys do to me?
Nothing. You just fell asleep.
Yeah, man. You drank so much you passed out.
Drink a lot.
I cut back a little.
I really did. I think that bottle that the captain gave me was bad or something. Because,
man.
Okay, so you spend a very pleasant night here. The night passes uneventfully. Thank God you set the normal watches and all of that sort of thing. And you wake up the next morning.
And there's snow on the ground.
And no, it's still raining. It rained all fucking night.
Sorry.
But at least you had a spot to camp in where the fire was kept out of the rain. And I think that's where we'll wrap it up tonight.
Okay.
And next time we game, we will be off to rescue the, or not to rescue.
Not to go
find some.
Eagle egg.
The eagle egg they're going to take care of.
Sorry,
owl egg.
Oh, the owl egg. Sorry.
The giant owl egg.
Bird it is. Yeah, sorry.
Is going to be on the hunt. Now, how are you going to find a giant owl egg? It's going to be tough. We'll have to figure that out.
When?
They're missed.
Yeah. And Chip, I started over dinner and everything, I start telling them about the area around the monastery so that they understand this. And I do, and I let you know that the one thing that could, I seriously consider being a problem, is that there are two druids that consider the area their territory. And depending on how, you know, yeah, they are about killing, you know, helping to get they could either help or totally hinder us. Yeah. So, and, you know, just depending on where the eagle nest is and stuff like that. But just so you know, there's there's two druids and then their cousin.